toll-free counselling line 0800 006 008 or WhatsApp HELP to 076 675 0710.
Attention all shoppers!
Our supermarket shelves are full of unhealthy food. It's often hard for me to know which foods are good for my family. The information on packaged food is complicated and hard to understand. I wish we had easy-to-understand warning labels on foods high in salt, sugar, and saturated fat. We have the right to know what's in our food. Support front-of-package warning labels on unhealthy packaged foods. Sign the petition on HELA.org. That's HEALA.org.
Midweek football doesn't get any bigger than this. On Wednesday night, May the 6th, SABC 3 brings you an absolute blockbuster as Mamelodi Sundowns face off against Kaizer Chiefs, every tackle, every goal carrying the weight of history. Will the defending champions maintain their dominance, or will the Glamour Boys pull off a masterclass in Pretoria? Join us for world-class analysis and live coverage starting from 6:30 on SABC 3.
Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.
Just with regard to the quiz question, I asked you, why should Minneapolis, for example, have hosted the 1984 Olympics ahead of Los Angeles? And Nick in East London has given me an interesting answer. Nick, you've given me a literal answer. I'm looking for something a little bit more figurative. But you're right. He says LA got the games because he was the only bidder left after Tehran pulled out. And the twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul in Minnesota actually bid and lost. You're right about that, but I'm looking for a very different, a very interesting reason. So, Nick, I take your point, and you're the only one who's given me a proper answer to the question. So let's see if other listeners will come on board as well. Why should Minneapolis, say, have hosted the 1984 Olympics instead of LA? I called him Mr. Versatility. He's also a very, very good friend and a very knowledgeable sports reporter and sports announcer, and we're trying to show you and showcase his versatility on our show tonight. So we're going to talk about various different things. He's a sports columnist at fullview.co.za. Kevin Rademeyer, always a delight to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. Great to talk to you and your listeners on this chilly Friday evening. And like we spoke earlier in the week, what a lot of great sport coming up this weekend, like there was on the previous weekend. Such great football, rugby, and obviously the cricket.
Indeed so. So I have to pick what questions to ask you because I've got so many and we only have limited time on the show. You were at the DP World Wanderers Stadium on Wednesday evening. Just talk to me a little bit about that innings from Laura Wolfart. Everybody is still singing her praises 2 days later.
That's actually quite incredible. They didn't know whether they're going to batter in opening position or number three again. They decided to go in the opening position. And chasing a mammoth score of 192, she came in there with Liz, scored the quickest 54 Proteas women in 2023 balls, scored 147 balls, and eventually landed up with 115 or 53 balls with about five sixes. Unbelievable to see a woman that can bat that great, hitting powerful balls, hitting some of them, some sixes are bigger than the men's sixes, just to give you some clarity with that. And she struck it from the very first ball. She had one opportunity on 87 when she got dropped, and then she just finished the game off. Eventually, the Proteas won 16.3 overs. Lots of balls to spares with 1 week down.
And they do it tomorrow again, hopefully in decent weather conditions from 6 o'clock to see if they can go 4-0 up in the series, and then Benoni on Monday. But we'll talk cricket with you some other time. I want to talk football a little bit. And you obviously follow a team who are hoping to get promoted to the championship. And it's going to be interesting to see whether Luton can do it, can get into the playoffs or not. But League One, I'll just share with you very quickly my recollections of League One, which is, of course, the third tier of English football. Norwich were relegated at the start of the 2009 season. They spent one season in League One. The opening game of the season, we played Colchester at home and lost 7-1 on the opening day. Paul Lambert was the manager of Colchester. Norwich then went to him after the game, approached him, persuaded him somehow to come across and coach Norwich. He did. When the sides met again later in the season at Colchester, Norwich won 5-0. So Lambert won 12-1 on aggregate that season. He took Norwich to promotion. They stayed in the top flight for three seasons. But I don't have too many fond recollections of that League One season. Just talk to us a little bit about what it's like following a team in League One who deserve to be a lot higher up the pyramid, so to speak. And just talk to me about the season so far and what we can expect.
For your listeners who don't know too much about League One, it's super competitive. It's, like you say, the third tier in England. But we've got teams like Cardiff there at the moment who just got promoted. Bolton, who's number three at the moment. Most of your listeners will remember Bolton from the Premier League as well. Plymouth as well is there. We've got some excellent teams who have unfortunately gone down the tiers a bit due to either finances or just struggling. It's a very odd league. Anyone can beat anyone, and that's what makes it so exciting. Whether you're number 24 or whether you are the top of the table, anything can happen on the day, and it is super competitive. Also, the difference thing in that league is that the bottom four go down. So even now, with two games to go, we don't know who's getting relegated, really. And there's at least 6, 7 teams that could still make the playoffs, Luton being one, which is 3 points behind Stevenage at the moment, with 2 massive games to come.
And a home game tomorrow that hopefully you will win and get into that place. Just something interesting for our listeners. There's a team who are currently topping League Two, which is the fourth tier of English football, in the pyramid of English football, called Bromley. Bromley have spent, I believe, 82 of their 84 years in existence playing non-league football. They are in League Two. They're winning League Two. They will probably win the league or at least end second and get automatically promoted. Next season, Bromley are going to be playing Leicester City in League One, because Leicester City are relegated to League One. And Leicester City, of course, won the Premier League 10 years ago. They are playing against a team who have spent about 99% of their existence playing non-league football. That's just how crazy the pyramids are in England at the moment.
It is, and that's what makes it spectacular. We spoke about it earlier, where Coventry is also going to the Premier League again next season. 10 years ago, they were in League Two, which is the fourth division. Luton Town had that fairy tale story where they came from non-league into the Premier League within 10 years as well. So it's unbelievable, like you say, that Leicester will be playing Bromley. But not only that, Sheffield Wednesday will be playing Bromley, and they got, 37-38 crowd. And it looks like Sheffield Wednesday will be starting League One next year with a minus 15 points deduction as well.
Wow.
So that'll be interesting.
So they are going to really sneak into oblivion. It's so sad for them because Joe Cran, of course, is one of our international soccer reporters on the show. He's a very big fan of Sheffield Wednesday, so really sad to see such a big club sort of fading into oblivion. Just quickly, FA Cup weekend. Let's talk about that first, then we'll go for a break, and then we'll talk about all the permutations in the league. But Manchester City in their 8th consecutive FA Cup semi-final, they're up against Southampton, hoping to become the first non-Premier League side for 18 years since Cardiff did it in the 07-08 season to reach the FA Cup final. And then Chelsea, managerless Chelsea at the moment, they've just fired Liam Rossini. They are playing Leeds United on Sunday. How do you think the two semi-finals will go?
And you summed it up so beautifully there. First of all, just to remind your listeners why the FA Cup is so important as well. It's actually the oldest football trophy in the world, established in 1871. So it's got such a deep history. And to see teams like Southampton deep into the tournament in the semi-final is excellent against Man City. If your listeners also remember, in the quarter-final, Chelsea actually beat Port Vale 7-0. Now, Port Vale is second last in League One. So that goes to show you that even a team in League One, even the team at the bottom, can get deep into this competition. To answer your question, I think Man City will probably be too strong for Southampton. Southampton, although they are in good form, they have not lost one of their last 20 games. I think they will probably just run out of steam against Man City, who are looking for the triple this year. And in terms of Chelsea and Leeds, I'm sure we'll speak more about it, but Chelsea is really going through a difficult stage as well with a change of manager who's just been fired now. And Leeds, who shows grit, who shows determination.
So we look forward to a really exciting weekend. I think if I were Leeds and Daniel Farke's side, I'd look forward to playing Chelsea. There seems to be so much turmoil in the camp. Kevin, stay on the line. We'll be back with you very shortly to talk more about some of the league permutations right after this.
SAFM supports a litter-free South Africa. Play your part in keeping our surroundings and environment clean. SAFM, leading the conversation.
Kick off to glory with Hollywood Bets, and as Zishege be in the game, go full speed ahead with the epic competition. You stand to win a share of 4 million rand in cash and prizes, including an all-new Toyota Corolla Cross. Bet 10 rand or more on any soccer fixture or fixtures online or at your nearest branch. Live life in the fast lane. Bet now on the thrill. Hollywood Sportsbook is a licensed betting operator. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. South African Responsible Gambling Foundation toll-free counseling line 0800 006 008, or WhatsApp help to 0766 750 0710.
Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.
We are chatting tonight to a familiar voice on the show. Normally we talk to him about cricket, but we've spoken to him about basketball recently. We've spoken about various other sports. Tonight we're talking football. Kevin Rademeier. Kevin, just looking at the possibilities for relegation from the Premier League at the moment, we know the battle at the top is eagerly anticipated. Arsenal hosting Newcastle this weekend. They desperately need the points to stay ahead of Man City in that really tough battle for top position. But at the bottom, you've got Nottingham Forest to play tonight against Sunderland away. That's not an easy game for them. If they can get some points, they can move away from the bottom of the table. And then you've got West Ham and Tottenham involved in a very, very interesting London power struggle to avoid being the third team to drop. We know Burnley and Wolves are already down. And Tottenham this weekend travel to the bottom side, Wolves, to try and get some points and keep themselves up in the league. It's just astonishing to see how some of these big teams are just falling off the bus, so to speak. What have you made of the whole season?
It's also, I guess, brilliant to see that the bigger teams are also able to lose. I mean, Spurs used to be one of the big six teams. And like you say, they are currently third last. Wolves, Burnley already relegated. So it's probably a fight off between Forest, West Ham and Spurs. West Ham also got that massive home ground advantage normally at the London Stadium. That hasn't really worked out for them. And Spurs as well, they built this whole new stadium, 68,000 capacity. And since then, they've also really struggled. They've had three managers this campaign, 50 matches without a win. And their confidence is extremely low. I think the important thing, like you said, is can Forest, who had a brilliant victory this weekend, can they pull away this tonight? I think they're playing at 9 o'clock tonight against Sunderland. If they win that game, then we're going to see a total shootout between West Ham and Spurs. And who would have thought that before the season?
Yeah, and whoever goes down is going to be competing with my team and hopefully your team next season. So we'll see how that pans out. Just as far as the championship is concerned, it's been a fascinating log. Looks as if at the bottom, Leicester are down. Oxford are almost certainly down, unless they can do something miraculous. And we know Sheffield Wednesday are down as well. So those sides will be competing in League One next season. But at the top of the table, Coventry, as you've mentioned, back in the top flight, and they have many supporters around the world. Great to see them back. Ipswich have had three soft penalties in three consecutive games now. It looks as if the powers that be really want them to go up. But the battle for promotion, you've got Millwall, you've got Middlesbrough in that mix. You've got some really good teams. Hull are in there. Wrexham are in there as well. We could have, as you say, with Cardiff getting promoted, we could have three Welsh teams in the championship next season.
We could, and don't forget, Norwich is also not out of it. They're 6 points off. That'll be a bit of a miracle with Wrexham 6 points ahead of them, but you never know. Interesting news that just came through, Nana, as well, is West Brom also got 2 points
deducted
of their total. So they're on 50 now as well, but they should still make it because they're 6 points ahead of Oxford. So some of the teams around them expected a 4 to 6 point deduction. That didn't happen. So it looks like West Brom is going to be successful and stay up. I think at this point, in terms of the promotions and the playoffs, if Southampton does get into the playoffs, I definitely think they have a strong chance. Like, yeah. I said, they 20 games without a lot. So they're hitting form at the right time. But those playoffs are unbelievable. I encourage everyone to watch them if they get a chance this year as well, with big final, obviously, at Wembley as well.
Yes, I remember when Norwich played Middlesbrough in that final in 2015. It was probably the most nervous match I've ever had to watch. And then we won 2-0 and got promoted. It was a fantastic occasion. So that's the way things go. Great to hear. Thank you for that update on West Brom. I knew it was imminent. They had to announce it soon because it obviously affects so many teams in the footballing pyramid. But Oxford will be very disappointed because they now almost certainly will get relegated. Kevin, best of luck for your team tomorrow. Hope Luton can pull off a home win and put some pressure on the teams above them, and hope the results go in your favour so that you and I can renew our rivalry next season in the Championship. It'll be great. Enjoy the cricket this weekend. Maybe I'll pop in and see you, depending on how Norwich go against Swansea and what mood I'm in at the end of that one. But enjoy it nonetheless, and we'll chat to you again soon on the show.
Thank you, Michael, and good luck to your team. But more specifically, good luck to Len, who's playing Newcastle tomorrow. For some strange reason, they put it at the same time as the semi-final of the FA Cup. But good luck to Arsenal. One last chance, I guess.
Indeed so. Thanks so much, Kevin. Kevin Rademeyer, Mr. Versatility on the show, our cricket correspondent tonight, our soccer correspondent, talking to us about all things sport. Now, let me